Power outage. According to the United States and Canada Outage Task Force, on August 14, 2003, a large portion of the Midwest and Northeastern United States and Ontario, Canada, experienced an electric power blackout. The outage affected an area with an estimated 50 million people and 61,800 megawatts of electric load in the states of Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and the Canadian province of Ontario. The blackout began a few minutes after 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Power was not restored for 4 days in some parts of the United States. We all have our stories about those days, but truthfully, how prepared were we? Before another one happens, let's learn from our own experiences to be able to survive 72 hours on our own. Only use a flashlight for emergency lighting. Never use candles, as they can be a fire hazard. Turn off electrical equipment you were using when the power went out. Avoid opening the refrigerator or freezer. Do not run a generator inside an enclosed space, such as a home or garage. Get your disaster supply kit. Listen to local radio and television for updated information. If you use a computer, keep files and operating systems backed up regularly. Consider buying extra batteries and a power converter if you use a laptop computer. If you have an electronic garage door opener, find out where the manual release lever is located and learn how to use it. Have a telephone that does not require the use of electricity to work, such as a cordless phone or answering machine. Plan on alternative communications, including having a standard telephone handset and a standard cord, cellular phone, radio, or pager. Keep your car fuel tank at least half full, because gas stations rely on electricity to power their pumps. What do I do during a blackout? Turn off or disconnect any appliances or equipment, like air conditioners, or electronics you were using when the power went out. When power comes back on, it may come back with momentary surges or spikes that can damage equipment such as computers and motors and appliances like air conditioners, refrigerators, washers, or furnaces. Leave one light turned on so you will know when your power returns. Leave the doors of your refrigerator and freezer closed to keep your food as fresh as possible. Use the phone for emergencies only. Listening to a portable radio can provide the latest information. Do not call 911 for information. Only call to report a life-threatening emergency. Eliminate all unnecessary travel, especially by car. Traffic signals will stop working during an outage, creating traffic congestion. Remember that equipment, such as automatic teller machines, ATMs, and elevators, may not work during a power outage. If it is hot outside, take steps to remain cool. Move to the lowest level in your home as cool air falls. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. Drink plenty of water, even if you do not feel thirsty. If the heat is intense and the power may be off for a long time, consider going to a mall, movie theater, or cooling shelter that may be open in your community. Listen to local radio and television stations for more information. Remember to provide plenty of fresh, cool water for your pets. If it is cold outside, put on layers of warm clothing. Never burn charcoal for heating or cooking indoors. Never use your oven as a source of heat. If the power outage may be out for a prolonged period, plan to go to another location, relative, friend, or police facility that has heat to keep warm.